Hello.
I was looking for Burton. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, this is Burton.
Hey, Burton. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm not sure. I'm assuming you're in the car. It sounds a little fuzzy. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Great.
Great. The reason I'm calling you is I'm Lena's boss here at the Bank of Cardiff. I know she was working with you on a loan. I know we had some approvals, so I just wanted to follow up, see kind of what happened, and if I could, you know, take a minute of your time.
Well, I mean, the original call that I had with her was to, you know, establish a longer-term relationship. We have a couple, but, you know, all we do is end up meeting ourselves coming back because we like to use this for inventory in the warehouse. And then if we have to pay it all back right away, then when it comes time to replenish the warehouse, then we're back to getting expensive money. And, you know, and then she didn't really quite understand the concept of the Cardinal loan from CAN. And, you know, I got that at 12% interest, and it's APR. It's not factor points.
Absolutely. So I understand you worked with you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
So, you know, I'm sure you're getting solicited by a tremendous amount of companies. I've actually been with our firm for 9 years, and I know as a business owner, you get a million people throwing a million different pieces of data at you. So from what I understood, you had a few, and maybe it's wrong, you had a CAN Capital loan and a business backer loan. Is that correct?
Yeah, and then we, because of all the holdups that we have had, we took a very small loan from a company that we're kind of researching, but it was a very small loan that we can get rid of any time.
Who did you end up taking a loan with?
LG.
Oh, I know LG. They take a percentage of deposits typically. Is that, am I thinking of the right company or no?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. But it was 25%. And what Lena told me is they wanted 39% and they wanted it for like 8 months.
Okay. So, yeah, I can explain what's going on, and I would like the opportunity, if I can't help you out now, to definitely leave the door open and help you in the future. So I'm assuming you did your loan with CAN Capital first, and then with another, with Business Backer, and then the LG on top of that one as well, correct?
Yeah, but forget LG. I can take that out anytime I want.
Okay. And just so I can understand it, go ahead.
But CAN Capital is not a daily draw. CAN Capital is a once-a-month payment, and it's just a regular term loan.
Okay. All right, it's a once-a-month payment. Okay, gotcha. So it's not a working capital loan. It's a term loan. Okay. So in terms of what does Bank of Cardiff offer, pretty much sky's the limit. The largest loan we do is $2 million, as an FYI. We have terms that go up multiple years. Our goal also at the same time is not to be judgmental and tell someone, well, here's what we can do now, here's what we can do maybe later. It's to provide a solution now. You know, when
I
was on the...
I am tired of hearing that story.
I'm sorry?
I am tired of hearing that story. But,
about...
you know, when I talked to Lena, she said, well, who have you talked to? And I told her, I said, we've talked to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And she looked on my credit and found out that Pearl had looked at it, and she said, oh, you don't want to go with Pearl, but Pearl was 20 points less than you guys.
Okay. I think I'm not here to kind of denigrate anyone. So, you know, and not to give you the sales pitch. So what can we do? Well, right now, and I think there might be a little misunderstanding because usually CAN Capital does do daily or weekly payment loans, so we might be talking about two halves, one dozen. So it sounds like you have a business backer loan as your primary source of funding, and on top of that, you have an LG loan that's for a very small amount, and you're trying to find something that might either help you, either do a refinance, or just be something that's cheaper and better, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. I don't like meeting myself in the end, and the cost of it's too much. And, you know, I've decided that rather than get caught in this whirlwind of problems being created by high-cost money over short periods of time, I just said to hell with it. I'll start closing stores.
Gotcha. And just so I can...
But when she came back to me and told me it's 39 points for 8 months... I said, well, why are you wasting my time? I told you up front that that wasn't going to work.
Gotcha. Well, I think there's probably a big misunderstanding on how that CAN loan is. That's the biggest thing I'm taking back from this conversation.
Yeah, but I tried to explain it to her three times. I even sent her a copy of the cover of the term loan agreement.
Gotcha. Well, I'll make sure. I'm going to look at
it. But you kept telling me, oh, that's not possible. That's not possible. I said, okay, it's not possible. We got nothing to talk about.
Gotcha. And just so I know, because the information might be completely wrong, so, and I don't want to frustrate you, I just want to make sure I understand it to see if I can help out. So you currently have a land, you have a loan with CAN Capital. What is your balance? $150,000?
Yeah, it's about that.
Okay. And then that's
a 4-year loan.
With CAN Capital?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you have a business backer loan for $195 with a daily payment, correct?
No, it's weekly.
Weekly. What is your weekly payment on that? The reason I ask is I have... Do you know your weekly offhand? I know you have a lot of bank statements, so instead of filtering through all, if you know it offhand, it'd be great. Do you know what your weekly payment is?
Yeah, it's $4,000.
Okay. And how many months or years was that done over?
12. So
okay.
We probably own for 10 now.
So, and what was your original borrowed amount there?
217.
Hold on. Rahul, you said 217. How much did they fund you? Because I'm doing 4,000 times 52, and I'm getting to a total of 208 as a payback.
That's about right.
But how much did you end up funding? So what was the loan amount, the amount they gave you?
Well, part of it went to CAN Capital because there was one daily draw, and we let them finance that, and that was about $175 for the total loan, and then we were funded about $8,000 or $85,000.
Okay, so I think I understand what happened. You had a you had two loans with CAN. One was a daily payment. One was a term loan. Business backers refinanced your daily payment CAN loan. They paid off CAN, netted you the rest. Your balance with them is about, give or take, it could be a little under 200, let's say 175, 180, and you have a small balance with LG. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, LG kind of came to our rescue there because we were expecting to get about 140 or 50, and then with the way business backers did it, we ended up with a lot less than what we had tried to get. I mean, a single truckload of food for us is about $70,000.
Okay. Just so I can understand, and I understand the frustration, but just so you know a little about myself, my name is Ruben Goldstein. If you Google our company, you'll see a lot of reviews from me. I used to be on the sales side. I do a lot of refinancing, so I'm someone that's actually pretty competent at my job without being arrogant. I work really hard. There's a lot of confusion on your file. I can understand where confusion happened, but I can understand your frustration. I guess the question I'd ask you is this. You currently have a loan with LG. What terms did LG give you in terms of cost? How does it work?
12 months, 25%.
So, and what was the borrowed amount?
A 50.
Okay, so they gave you $50,000. So is your payback on that $12,500?
No, the payback on a per week basis is $1,000.
Oh, so you're paying $1,000 a week. So your payback is about $52,000. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, how much did they end up giving you? What was the loan amount?
$50,000.
So that's where I'm just a little confused. Are you borrowing 50 and paying back 52?
I'm borrowing 50 and probably paying back 60.
Okay.
And so I don't have the exact numbers.
Okay. Is my caller ID coming through on your phone?
Let me see. Yeah.
All right. So there's definitely, and just so I can understand kind of your needs, in a perfect world, what amount of capital were you looking for? If you were going to pay off business backers, if you were going to do all this kind of stuff?
I would take out one of the CAN Capital loans.
Yeah, the term loan is not a working capital loan. That's we have term loans. That's not part of this equation. So we're gonna forget that. You don't have any. You only have one CAN capital loan right now. One monthly payment, correct?
No, there's two payments, $3,000 a month. There's
okay.
Two accounts. One's for like $40,000, and the other one's like $116,000 or something.
But they're both term loans.
Yes.
Okay, and look,
I would get rid of the $40,000 because the $40,000 one was a couple of percent higher interest, but it was APR.
Just so you know, we're not for those loans, and I don't want to be rude or condescending. I just want to treat you right. There's no point of you taking out a term loan like that for 4 years. That's an awesome deal. I know I can't offer that to you. You do $7 million a year in sales. To give a business $40,000 to $100,000 is very low risk, so they're trying to entice you to lend. I don't think that we will be a big advantage there. There are ways for us to help you, though, that are reasonable in the middle. So you have two term CAN loans. Those are term loans. Those are not working capital loans. Those are two very, very different things. Those are term loans.
That's what I tried to explain to Lena.
Yeah, taking those out, that's honestly a little window dressing at the end. That's not the meat and potatoes of the file. So you've got you've got two current CAN loans. Great. You've got a business backer loan. Do you know what your cost of funds was on your business backer loan over a year? What your rate factor was?
25%.
25%. And you believe that your LG funding is 25% as well, correct?
Not believe. I know it's 25%.
It's 25, and is that but they're taking a percentage, correct?
No, they take an X amount of dollars per week.
Oh, so they have a fixed payment per week.
Yeah, it's like
okay.
$1,200 or something.
Okay. The reason I'm not trying to, like, push you, I'm trying to be as specific as possible to understand it. So you've got $1,200 a week times 52 weeks. So your payback was $62,400. On a $50,000 loan, correct?
That's in the ballpark, within a grand here or there.
All right, were there any fees on that loan?
Pardon?
Were there any fees on that loan, origination, processing fees, anything of that nature? Fees?
No, there were no fees on that loan.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there was, $800.
Okay. So, to me, what it sounds like is this, and I'm just going to confirm this, and maybe now I think I can really understand. You've got term loans. We're going to shove those to the corner. I don't think anyone cares about those. You've got some working capital right now. Your balance on your working capital is around, you've got one loan that is with business backers, and that was a refinance of CAN, and that loan is around 25 cents on the dollar. But it sounds like where your frustration is that you're rolling over a lot of this interest or the majority of this interest because you're not getting the loan you need, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And I know that happens a lot, and hopefully we can solve that problem because, look, I think a lot of people approach this, companies approach this as a game, and they say, hey, here's a 25 cents loan on the dollar, but let's not kid ourselves. When you're refinancing that every 6 months, you're not paying 25 cents on the dollar. You're paying 25 cents in 6 months, so it's pretty expensive. So you've got
I do understand the mathematics, and I've hung up on at least 25 or 30 people with it. Because they start telling me what the math is, and I said, you're full of shit. I know exactly what the math is.
Okay. So there's a few ways you're not going to hang up on me, hopefully, but there's a few ways that I can help you out. I'm just going to ask you some questions here. You've got two current loans, both are at about 25% or over a year. There's a few different ways to attack this, and they're not mutually exclusive. The first question I ask you is this. So what you're doing right now, I'm sure you're aware, is called stacking, where you're putting one loan on top of the other. It's very common. One way to do this is to try to get you something that is a better product, whether it's now or in the future, to do a refinance, now that I understand the term loan. That's option one. The other option, though, that I present you is this. So LG Funding came to you and they said, here's a quick 50 grand at 25%, and that deal for you was pretty fair, correct?
Well, it was fairer than what most of them were, especially Lena at 39 points in 8 months.
Yeah, I think where our credit department failed to understand is that this CAN loan, this is the position of the loan. The CAN loan is not a balance, so because that's a monthly payment. So the question I'd ask you is this. I can attack this file and say, hey, look, get you a discount, get you the most amount of money quickly if you need money, or I can attack a refinance, or I can attack both. what was your goal? Was your goal to get enough quick money? Was your goal to do a refinance? What was your overall goal here? Because I really don't know that.
Well, I'm trying to get out rid of the stacking.
Okay.
I mean, we're not stacked very hard, but it's annoying.
Okay.
And with Business Backer, I was not happy, but I was told that Business Backer was one of the best in the business by more than one person. And actually, they turned in to be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they started off with one program, and then when it was time to follow up on it, they didn't want to do it.
Okay.
And I was madder now.
So you're saying that
I was against refinancing the CAN Capital stuff, because we could have turned that into a Cardinal program. CAN likes us. The problem with CAN is that we had a $350,000 limit, and then they cut it to $200,000. So over a period of a year, I lost $150,000 in financing.
Here's my impression with CAN, and I'll just tell you without, and I'm not afraid of customers in our industry because I have a lot of referrals. CAN's a great company, but what people are doing to you is kind of stupid. They're coming to you and they're telling you, hey, here's some really, really cheap money. Give me this cheap money. Most respect, you have a $7 million year business. $40,000 isn't doing anything for your business. So the problem that you're dealing with is a problem that's very, very, very common now in working capital is you're working with all these people who are pitching on you on a, like, how about this, how about this, how about this, and they're putting all these terms together. But it's almost like giving you 25 credit cards with a $1,000 limit. It sounds like you need one credit card with a $25,000 limit. You need one source for funding so you don't have to kind of keep playing this working capital game. Because I'm sure this takes a lot of your time, correct?
Oh, it takes more time than I'd like to think.
Okay. So, it sounds like to me, so to kind of go over the balances, you've got about, and your balance of LG is 50. You could pay that off yourself. So the reality is you need a product that might be better, faster, stronger. You just might need a better product. And something where, because you've got these two term loans, but they're not doing much. So let me walk you through what I'm going to do for you and kind of go over some options step by step. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. The first thing is this. We do up to 3 position loans. We really don't do anything 4th position. It's just too damn risky. Lena quoted you on what's called a 3rd position loan. What were the highlights of that loan? Yeah, it was a 37 cents on the dollar, over 39 or 37 cents, but the highlight was she was trying to give you $250,000 quickly, which is a lot of money, obviously with quite a bit of risk. I'm going to see, if that can get discounted, but even if it can get discounted, it's probably not going to interest you because you just feel simply it's too expensive and you don't really have a need. It's not like you have a need to take $250,000 out right now and get a quick return on investment over 8 months. That's just not your need. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So if you don't have a need, I ain't going to sell you a product. So that one's over. I'll see on that program if you get a discount, but I don't think that's what you want. So option 2, we're going to see you've got a big business backer balance. What are your challenges? Well, when you have a first position loan that exceeds a $100,000 balance, there are limited avenues available. Doesn't mean there's no avenues available. There are limited avenues available simply due to the balance. However, we do a lot of second positions at very, very fair competitive terms. So I'm going to see, because in my mind, if LG was paid off, CAN is not a first position. What are some good offers for you for a second position loan for enough money? The third thing I'm going to check out is, what kind of refinance option is available? What's a good refi option for you? I'm going to come back to you later today, if not first thing, probably on Monday morning, and go over some options. How does that sound for you?
2 years.
I'm sorry?
2 years.
2 years what?
Amortization time.
I'm not going to lie to you and tell you just 2 years, and I'm going to wave a number and do that. I know what I'm against. I understand your situation, and I'm going to see if I can do something to help. That's all I can promise you. I understand your goal is to get something better. All I can tell you is I've got a lot of experience doing this. I understand your frustration. I understand the situation you're in, and I'll go to work for you now that I understand what's going on. but I'm not going to tell you two years because I'm not going to, I don't lie to people. There's enough people in our industry that lie. I let them lie because they lie. I don't do that.
That's what everybody tells me.
I'm not going to
lie. Business backer told me that, and then they reneged. What they wanted was that refinance on CAM.
I think you're dealing with a lot of companies that the salesperson, and part of my language, I work with business backers, so I'm not going to denigrate them, but it sounds like you've been dealing with a lot of salespeople. You need to deal with an underwriter. You need to deal with someone who's going to say, hey, look, I'm not going to talk about all these hoops I'm going to jump through. I'm going to tell you what I can
do. Let me tell you what happened. There was, on the Dun & Bradstreet file, there was a $20,000 late payment or something like that showed up in July for the first time. We had no idea what it was. And actually still don't, because I couldn't find out what it was. Now, in August, it doesn't show up. And yet on the basis of what that was in July, I thought that was a piece of crap that they did. And
I don't think anyone cares, based on the size of your business, about $20,000. That's a sales technique. I do not care.
But they did. They did. They called me up and said, you got $20,000 here. We think you're in trouble.
As I said,
the only thing they wanted was to take first position and refinance the CAN Capital loan and get the upfront payment for that. They were just strictly looking for upfront cash.
Okay.
And I'm mad.
Well, that's between you and business backers. I don't work for business backers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm mad. And
I don't work for business backers, so you have no... I mean, don't be mad at me. I don't work for them, so it's not me. I don't work for business backers.
No, but it's the whole goddamn industry.
I don't think
you
that's
know,
what's
I don't
happening.
Know who to believe. And believe me, Lena comes back and said, you know, after she knew what I was looking for, and said, oh, well, it's 39% for 8 months. I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, that's 50%. Cost of capital for a year, which is 100% return on your money.
She was offering you. So why did you qualify for that? There's an assumption. So right now, why is that? So I'm not going to beat around the bush and brush that off. Why was that loan offered to you? Well, you have a business backer loan for 180. Did she know about your LG loan or no? At the time, okay, so the way it was ensued was, that's a third position loan. Third position loans are extremely risky. They're extremely risky. I can only tell you that because I know that, because I see the defaults. Third position loans are not meant to be a refinance. Third position loan is, I'm a business, I could use this $250,000, I have an opportunity to buy inventory, I can double my money on this in 8 months, therefore it makes sense. It's not meant to just refinance. There's no beating around the bush. It is a extremely expensive loan where if there are good benefits, it makes sense. It sounds like there aren't those benefits for your business, so it's just not a product that would interest you.
Well, we sell dog food for a living, not blood diamonds. To sit there and say 100% return on the money and that I can make a profit on that, I cannot.
That's okay. Honesty is a good thing. I have a customer, just so you know, who's a food store, okay? They're a specialty grocer. They had the opportunity to buy a tremendous amount of inventory a few years ago. We did a large loan for them, very large. But they were able to turn the money. They were able to buy the inventory and sell it in like a month. So their argument was, look, the rate's really, really high. They already had a few loans. But they said, hey, look, we can take the money. We can double it. In a month.
All right, let's not beat around the bush here.
Yeah,
what is
your position?
I'm not going for 39 points.
No, I understand. I won't give you 39% because it would fall apart in funding. You can't help your business, so it doesn't make sense. So there's three things that we're going to explore here now that we understand what's going on. The first thing is, I'm going to get back to you probably Monday morning, maybe today, but it'll probably be Monday morning, on what kind of good second position we can do for you right now. Is there an option? I'm also going to see if we can do a complete refinance for you, what the terms would look like. And also, the one thing I'd like to stress is this. If we do refinance you, we will offer you a large amount of money. We will not piece things together. We will not give you 50 grand here and 50 grand there. We would give you the benefit of one large loan. What is option three? I can tell you what option three is. We have a tremendous amount of, if you had a balance of $100,000 with business backers, I could almost give you an automatic approval. One of the things that's against, kind of going against you right now is that the balance is so high, but you are paying that loan down rapidly. So one thing I'd stress is this. If I come back to you on Monday and say, hey, look, and I'll shoot you my contact information. Hey, look, right now, these are the programs you really won't qualify and they don't interest you. I do think that if it doesn't work out right now, there are some great programs for you about 5 or 6 months down the road where you can get some really, really nice terms and not have to go through this nonsense. In terms of years, things like that, I understand you're trying to get as long and cheap as possible. That's fine. I'm not going to beat around that bush. But now that I understand what's going on, I'll hopefully figure this out for you.
Well, we'll see. I mean, but right now, the only thing I've heard is that it's almost, it's more than double what I paid LG and actually business backers.
No, you have the loan you were offered is a third position loan. It was assumed it counted as a loan. That's why it was so expensive. It wasn't a second position.
Yeah, but if it's still over 25%,
I'm not going to offer you anything that won't help you. I'll just tell you the truth. Now that I understand what's going on, I understand why it doesn't interest you, I'll see what I can offer you. I will only offer you something that will help your business both now, short-term, and long-term. We're not in the business of just refinancing you, having you be an unhappy customer, and then having the same problem 6 months. We let other people do that. So let me see what I can figure out for you in a legitimate manner.
I mean, that's what I thought I had with business backers, and then they reneged. And actually, the people I was working with, you know, to get the business backer,
okay,
they're going to drop business backer because of the way they treated us.
Oh, you worked with a broker?
Yeah.
All right, well, I think I understand this. I'm not going to take any of your time. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to figure this out for you.
All right, well, I'll be back in the office later this afternoon.
Okay.
The number at the office is 412-367-0962.
0962, and this is yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye. You got it.